Now, have you heard of the FIRE movement? FIRE stands for Financial Independence, Retire Early. It's an idea that's popular with some people in their 20s and 30s, and there's a new documentary film all about it.
We are spending money we don't have to buy things we don't need to impress people we don't even know.
The standard narrative doesn't make sense. We have to throw out that outdated advice and write a new rule book.
I realized, even at the early stage, that I'd sort of accidentally started a cult.
People have figured out that if you save half your income, you can all of a sudden move that retirement date up from 50 years out to just 17 years out.
I am financially independent at 38.
It took us about 9 years to save $1 million.
The shockingly simple math behind early retirement. You just see it and your life is changed forever.
Walking out of the office right now, I just quit my job.
Whew, that was really hard.
That was a clip from the trailer for Playing with Fire, a documentary by Travis Shakespeare. It follows a young family starting a new life of extreme frugality and saving, where their main goal is to retire early, or at least to be able to give up their current full-time day jobs. Followers of this FIRE approach typically save between 50 and 75% of their incomes, trying to amass hundreds of thousands of pounds quickly so they can quit the rat race. So how do they manage to do that, and why do we want to do it? Ken's there already. He's only in his mid-30s. He blogs about his experience at his personal finance website. It's called thehumblepenny.com. And Claire is a FIRE follower in her late 20s who's aiming to be financially independent in just over 10 years. Claire, if I could start with you.
Sure.
Why did you decide that this was for you then? Was there a trigger event?
Yeah, it kind of came in two stages. So first of all, when I was in my early 20s, just moved to London, I was working three sub-minimum wage jobs and trying to make ends meet, and went through an extreme mental health crisis related to other things. And during that period, I got no pay for 3 months because of the industries in which I was working. And while I had some support from family, I felt really vulnerable, frankly. And that kind of changed my relationship with money. I started thinking about money as not so much power, but freedom. If you have sort of a financial cushion, then you're safer, essentially.
How are you going to be in a position to leave your current full-time job by 2032?
So I currently aim to save around 60% of my income each month, and tend to put it into sort of big savings accounts. And my partner is quite wise when it comes to investing. So it's generally trying to make sure that we minimise the amount that we need to live on month by month and save a huge amount comparatively.
Well, let's hear from Ken. Ken, you have done it. You're already financially independent and you're only in your mid-30s. How did you manage?
The initial thing was really having a compelling why. So I had a big motivation to go for this particular goal. And we set it as a goal together as a couple 10 years ago. And we set off by aiming to increase our savings rate each month whilst also increasing the upside in our income. So not looking at our salaries as fixed, but also looking at different ways which we could make money to kind of speed up this process.
Were you on a good salaries though, Ken?
Well, my income has increased over time. So I started out with nothing 20 years ago as an immigrant to this country. And it's kind of grown as I've kind of grown in my personal development and become a chartered accountant, for example.
Many of the FIRE podcasters and bloggers like you are from well-paying financial backgrounds. I think, were you in the financial services?
So I currently work in financial services, yes.
Now, isn't there a danger you're selling people like Chloe a dream that's going to be really hard to achieve unless they're high earners to begin with?
No, definitely not. This idea is something that anybody, no matter what their income is, can pursue. But the thing is that what makes it very different for everybody is that their levels of expenses are different. So everybody has a certain level of expense that they have every single month. And that level of expense drives what they might need as an income at a future date. Now, it's highly probable that somebody who makes more income from a different type of job will get there a lot quicker, but it doesn't stop somebody else who perhaps doesn't make as much money not pursuing this goal.
Claire, isn't it a miserable grind watching the pennies all the time?
No, absolutely not.
Really?
Yeah. So my partner and I, Chloe, because I'm Claire, have a lot of fun in terms of thinking about ways that we can adapt what we're doing. A lot of our hobbies, for example, are very low cost, but they're fun and they're fulfilling. You know, we do a lot of running. And we're also, you know, we make our own alcohol and that kind of thing. It's finding ways to actually enjoy what you're doing without needing to spend money. I don't particularly feel like I'm missing out on anything, and I wouldn't say that my friends consider me to be, you know, a fun sponge.
Ken, the point about this, someone just tweeted about it saying they're 46, they've done it. I do unpaid work, I enjoy my life. Many more could do it if they did the sums. Earn, save, invest. It isn't enough to just save, is it? You have to invest the money, you have to be clever with it so that it grows.
Well, you don't need to be clever with it. You just need to be mindful that money needs to work on money to grow. So you do have to kind of put money in an environment where it has to grow, which is to invest it essentially. I think the point here is about understanding practical day-to-day money management and understanding that for money to be able to look after us in the future, we kind of need to do something with it today. That's really the main point about that.
Don't you suggest these low-cost tracker schemes that are tracking the stock market?
Yeah, so those are index funds or things called exchange-traded funds. They're just ways in which one can gain access to investing in companies through the stock market.
Claire, sorry, I'll have to butt in because we're running out of time, but isn't the point for most of you just to give up work that you don't particularly enjoy? Because does anybody really want to be just hanging loose when they're only 30?
No, I mean, I'm not looking to be financially independent by the time I'm 30, and I'm not necessarily looking to retire when I hit my sort of FIRE numbers. It's about being able to choose and being able to have that freedom. You know, if I was stuck in a role where I had, you know, a toxic relationship with a manager, knowing that I could walk away because I had that freedom would give me that choice.
We must leave it there. Claire and Ken, thank you very, very much for that.